he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has. You know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
Interesting to hear that from Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah, I can't do half that. Running or arm strength, wow. I appreciate his
humility.
His honesty and humility.
Yeah.
But this is where you say, what are we doing here, right?
Right.
This is where you say that.
Right. That's right.
Like, what's the point then?
Yeah. Yeah. It does sound, I don't know, beleaguered might be a little strong, and so would defeated, but it just sounds resigned to accepting they've got the better guy. Kind of by a lot.
Do you like that, or do you want... I mean, I'm always a sucker for just be honest with me, you know, just I like this about a person, knowing what they don't know or whatever it is. But man, I feel like you'd also like to hear your quarterback be like, I got it. You know, here's what I can do, whatever, however you want to put it, not point out. Yeah, you're right. How much better he is than me. You're right. I mean, just, I think traditionally fans don't want to hear that.
Yeah, there's a deference there that I think you'd probably would rather avoid. But it, there's nothing there that he says that's, I think, my opinion, but even factually wrong.
No, but that's the problem.
Right.
That's right. What our job is, not his.
Right.
His job is to say, I'm just as good or something. And then we come in and say, no, he's not.
Right. What are you, delusional?
Crazy?
Right. Yeah.
But don't you like somebody, don't you like the Black Knight and Monty Python, you know, or I guess it's, right, it's the Black Knight.
Right.
They just keep cutting his limbs off, and he's like, I'm fine.
Right.
Just, isn't that what you want your quarterback to sound like? I don't want to, you know, stereotype. I just feel like, I don't know, it just sounds all, just like McDaniel has sounded this year, just kind of sad.
Yeah.
I do like that Tua said it's going to be fun. Looking forward to get, you know, playing him again. I'm glad you can find that fun. It's your job, and it pays great, and
right.
A lot of people care about it, so you should be able to enjoy it. Hopefully he really does. I don't know. But
yeah,
it's kind of almost...
Yeah, you could... Yeah.
We're talking about McDaniel Bulldog and his future. I mean, Tua's future is maybe even a more important or interesting conversation.
You could probably,
what's
without trying too hard, build yourself a place to reside in about Tua that simply says, you know, he got the contract... And he knows what he is, and like he's good. That all just sounds like resigned to being at best second best in the division for eternity, is how that sounds. The eternity of your career, anyway, or at least while it's happening in Miami. And yeah, again, even though there's nothing that I would argue with within it, I think you'd rather your quarterback find a different way to talk about how good Josh Allen is without sort of depreciating his own skill set at the same time.
Yeah, really. What he wanted to say was just please get me to the AFC South.
Right.
Isn't Miami in the South? Can't we be? What is this East business? Why am I coming up to New England and New York and Buffalo every year? Who made this,
right, why am I
deal?
Not, why am I not playing Tennessee?
Why don't I get to play Tennessee tomorrow night?
Right.
Why do I never get to play them? That's not right. Have you ever heard of a thing called the NFC? Is there any way? Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a fair fight right now, and I'm not complaining. Bills had many years where it was the same, and they were on the wrong side of the Hobie cat when their friend, I don't know why I would use this example, is up in the air on the trapeze taunting me as I'm going
banging along
through
the
Niagara River. Right now, it's the Jets, Dolphins, and Patriots who are, you know, me in that example. 803-0550 is the number. Talking about tomorrow night's game. Yesterday we had Ross Tucker, Al Michaels, and then Sal, and we talked to Ross about the Brady controversy.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not too strong, I think it's a controversy. And you know, Ross is a good person to ask because he's in those meetings. And what did he say about the value of the meetings? He said for radio they don't have them. But from here, if you missed it, he'll be here for the game tomorrow night for radio and then flies to Nashville and has Colts-Titans on Sunday, and they have those meetings, and Friday is with the Titans people, then Saturday with the Colts. And I think of Troy Aikman for this, but I think it's been announcers forever, and I've not been in any of these NFL meetings, having never done a game. But I think there should be good information that the announcers get, assuming they have a good enough reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the default position is a good reputation because you know that there is an inherent trust. You know, as the coach who's doing the talking in the meeting, right, the guy's not going to go on the broadcast at 12:59 Sunday afternoon and tell the audience everything that the coach said, you know, who they want to key on, where they think. I think that's a lot of it is, and I'll tell you why I mentioned Aikman. I think a lot of it is two or three inside nuggets that the coach would not want to ever say at a press conference, but is talking about with his team and his staff. All right. And they come to it as a staff. This is where we can win. This guy, we can beat, whether it's a corner or a lineman, whoever it is, we can win this matchup. And never would you hear that at the press conference. But I think in those meetings, that's something that gets said. And that's where this gets dicey. Because Brady, knowing that in sort of a regular situation, he's not the owner of the Raiders, Brady's knowing that does have value. And, you know, the idea is he shares it with us. Or he sees that matchup exploited in the game and, you know, the production team and everybody's sort of ready for it. Everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happens and he can say, "This they wanted this and they got it right here." He knows that and we don't.
Right.
And that's not feasible if he owns the Raiders. The Bears play the Raiders next week. He has the Bears Sunday. You can't trust him to keep that information from the Raiders, especially if we know that they're talking all the time, right?
Of course, yeah. Even something as, I don't know, maybe it doesn't have to be like someone specific on the opponent, but like I saw comments today that Ben Johnson is saying, like, I'm just coach speak. Like,
yeah.
when he's in that meeting with Brady this week, which, right, has to be by Zoom now. Brady is not allowed to attend in person, whatever.
Yeah, what's the difference?
But you could, I think, in theory, the sort of thing you're describing doesn't even have to be like a specific guy on the other team. It's like, I've got, whether it's a defender or an offensive player, like, this guy, what we want to do with him is get him in space against this kind of a defender. Right, this style of player. We like his length. We like his physicality. We like his whatever it is. There's a matchup that we feel favors us on either side of the ball. And yeah, that's it's pretty general, almost generic, but still you're telling the broadcast team how you want to utilize, get your guys off the best you can. I don't want to be telling that to somebody who's going to go tell that to the coaches of the team I'm playing in 2 weeks, ever. You know, he might be able to figure it out just by watching tape. Like, where do they try to use DJ Moore, you know, or whatever it is. But it's not appropriate for someone involved at the ownership level who's talking to coaching staffs of the team that he's involved with ownership-wise. Should not be getting that information. He shouldn't have access to it. He should have to work harder to find it. If he's got a network of people from his playing days around the league, that, you know, certainly a lot of these guys would have that too, in addition to these meetings they have. And he comes across that information in some other way, you know, well, then more power to you. But to have that access and the potential for that is just inherently wrong. I don't think, whether he's in person or Zoom,
doesn't matter,
he should not be privileged to get that information at all. Because if there's a 1% chance he's going to use that for the Raiders' benefit, it's wrong.
Like, if Ross had a friend, and he would have friends all over the league on coaching staffs, you know,
mm-hmm.
He has to be trusted to never do that. Like,
yeah.
And that probably gets tricky sometimes because the coach friend might think, well, aren't we boys? I mean, you really can't tell me anything like this. And, you know, that puts him in an awkward position. Reporters are in the same kind of thing sometimes. You know, you build up the relationship with people where that they can trust you to keep whatever it is to yourself or just use it in the proper way. And the broadcast, it's a privilege given to the broadcast, in the name of making this all a better watch and a better league and more fun and everything like that. We're going to blitz more on Sunday. That's what we're going to do. And the five or six people in the room have to just know that, you know, that's, I think it's just sort of a given. They would not share that
with anybody else. Go to social media with that information, right?
I feel like, you know, John Madden, I think I haven't really watched him in a while, and I haven't done any of that since hearing about this Brady thing, because it's not something I ever really thought would happen. But he always seemed to have that just in spades. Like, they wanted to do this. They did it. This is how they did it. I mean, he was known for being funny and everything else. But, like, he was so great at that. And he would have that advantage. He's John Madden. Like, he's a Hall of Fame coach. They're going to tell him stuff and trust him to – and nobody's going to ask him to – you know, so what did they say?
Right.
And with Aikman, I feel like I can always hear his voice, and it sort of drones on me, but I can always hear his voice in games like, oh, they like this third string running back. And he's not – is Troy Aikman really, like, doing even what I do during the week with depth charts and trying to figure out third – like, is he really doing that? He might have – you know, assistants who help him with that.
No, but
somebody in the organization.
Yeah, Vic Fangio told him that.
Right. They look up to Aikman and respect him well enough, and they tell him that, and then he just sort of, like, goes with it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, I listen going, if they like him so much, why does he get one touch a week? But, you know, he's not there to – it's not investigative journalism.
Right, he's not there to uncover why he's not getting more touches if they like him so much. He's just regurgitating what they told him.
That's right, that's right.
And that's really largely the function of those meetings. I hope I remember – Sal is at 5 today. Because, like Ross said, they don't have those meetings for radio. And I think that means national radio, because Sal mentions often enough. Like, they have a meeting with the local radio crew. We haven't brought this up to Sal yet, but I want to make sure we do so today because he's been in those meetings.
Let's go to Dave here. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good. I just had a thought on this. I mean, it may not seem obvious, but an opportunity for Brady in a place like this, I mean, there's no hard and fast rule that you have to give him good information. I mean, don't you just adjust if Brady's in the room and give him some crap that's not even the case and let him chase a wild goose? I mean, that's another side of it, right?
Not realistically. I mean, it's part of a group, and you wouldn't want to do that to the group. Anytime, like in any situation like this in life, you run the risk. I'm not going to talk to you next time because you just lied to me, right? So, and if, you know, in this example, the Bears tell Brady something and they do the opposite, well, you know, then they can see that. The Raiders play the Bears next week, and like that, well, that didn't pan out. They just lied to me. So I don't know. I don't want to assume the worst in all facets of this, but nobody really wants it to get to that point. You know, the idea is the coaches are extending a privilege to make the game a better game to watch because the analyst is the go-between and can better, in theory, explain what's happening, and there's no reason for anybody to need to lie to each other, right? In this, it's just sort of basic. It shouldn't get so twisted. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.